You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
FMNA HD1 and HD2 Kansas City in Odyssey Sports Station. Here's traffic brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Kansas side earlier problem in Gardner has cleared. No delays currently on 35 northbound. Heading on the Missouri side, 49 northbound. Very slow and peculiar. Past Peculiar Way with an accident reporting. And then things are slow heading towards downtown 35 northbound, approaching Penway. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan. Traffic.
Into it here on a Friday.
A lot of people aren't working today, huh?
No.
Good for them.
Get out of town while you can.
I'm just watching the traffic this morning. Very light out there today. Very light. So hope everybody's got a jump start on their Labor Day holiday, man. That's awesome.
Speaking of random stuff, we'll get into the Richard of the Week here in a second. But I saw this stat yesterday on Twitter. Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting to me because my biggest open the season thing that I'm watching for is if George Karlaftis takes that next leap. Been good for what he is, but Patrick Allen of Arrowhead Addict tweeted this out yesterday. George Karlaftis is tied with a lot of other guys for 37th in all-time postseason sacks with 8.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Right. If he gets 2 more, he'll have more than Neil Smith and be tied with Nick Bosa. If he gets 4 more sacks in the postseason, he'll move into the top 10 and be tied with Too Tall Jones and Reggie White. If he gets 6 sacks this postseason, it will move him past number 4, Frank Clark, and leave him a half sack shy of Bruce Smith.
Wow.
Karlaftis is 24 years old.
Yeah, he'll probably end up getting that record by the time it's all said and done, I can imagine, right? With the amount of years and, you know, the perennial kind of, you know, perch the Chiefs have, he's going to have a lot of opportunity. They win in the postseason, so you have multiple opportunities each year.
Right.
Yeah, like, I feel like if George Karlaftis doesn't finish, like, number 1 by the time he's done playing in sacks in the postseason, we failed, George. Go get him, George.
No doubt. Kramer?
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Nobody is. Nobody's that guy. But you can be that guy this weekend on your Labor Day weekend. You can have a nice, cool, cold, crispy Surfside iced tea and vodka or a Surfside lemonade and vodka. Proud partner of the Kansas City Royals and the sponsor of Richard of the Week. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories. And the best part is zero bubbles. Bob, names first on the list. No shocker here who your Richard of the Week is.
I was going to go with Jerry Judge, but I have changed it. It's way too easy. But first, I want to do an opposite Richard, if whatever that would be, a celebratory kind of fun. My buddy Jim just sent me a picture of his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, last day of work pics. After 38 years as a lawyer, today is Diana's last day. She's retiring. And he took pictures of her like going to her first day of school for her last day at work.
Okay.
Shout out, man. That's awesome.
So she's retiring before the season's over?
The last day of the month is the day.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's done.
Nice. Love that.
Yeah, what season? There's no lawyer season.
As I say, yeah, I don't know. I just didn't know if like this is where the season ended. It begins. I mean, I feel like fall. I have no idea.
Summer's over. She's done. Not going back to work. So that's 38 awesome. Years. Diana, congratulations. Enjoy that retirement.
No doubt.
You got to put up with Jim all the time. But other than that, you're going to be just good, right?
I don't know, Diana, but go get to your local golf course. Maybe do a part-time job there, you know, and then pick up the golf game. Yeah. It could be fun.
All right. So my Richard of the week. Mm-hmm. This was sent to me early this morning. It comes from Florida.
Oh, great.
A Florida man is facing charges after deputies say he consistently used his home sprinkler system to spray water on student with disabilities at a school bus stop.
Dude, get effed.
Yeah, right? Antonio Roman, 61, is accused of triggering his sprinkler system to soak two students with disabilities at a school bus stop. Okay. He allegedly did it twice daily when the victims boarded the bus and when they returned home from school. Deputies say the student's father told them this had happened at least 400 times.
What?
Starting in August of 24. He said he had to wear swimming attire to try to shield his children from the sprinklers. During the investigation, deputies observed the sprinklers were aimed at the bus stop and would turn on precisely when the bus arrived and shut off immediately after it left.
That guy sucks.
His big beef was the school bus stop pulling up to pick up special needs children by his house, they said. When they had to lower a wheelchair ramp, it would come over on his side of the property towards his driveway so the child could get up and onto the school bus, and that made this guy mad. So he sprayed these kids with water for 2 years. What a scumbag.
Yeah, that guy sucks. I hope that guy gets karma in the worst kind of way.
Yeah.
Oh, no, your house got, you know, flooded because you forgot to turn your sink off. Yeah, that guy sucks.
That guy really sucks.
My Richard of the Week this week goes to none other than Skip Bayless. On August 25th, he thought it'd be a good idea to go out there and give his two cents on the relationship between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. He said, and I quote, they have, so to speak, scratched each other's backs and that it has really helped the Chiefs and Travis' popularity to be with her. You wonder if it was a career choice for her to be with Travis, and then once he becomes just some broadcaster, that won't be big enough for her, says Skip Bayless. By the way, 24 hours later, he would engage, or the news would come out that he engaged Taylor Swift, and they would be happily married. Skip Bayless, just go away.
He went after Sophie Cunningham, too.
Yeah, he did. And you after Sophie Cunningham, I will find you, and I will fight you. That is, oh, my God.
This guy is just, he's just trying to get attention because he doesn't have it anymore.
He looks like he chose the wrong cup of the covenant in the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. You've chosen poorly. But, yeah, Skip Bayless just trying to, for some reason, stay relevant and saying, like, will Travis be cool enough for Taylor after he plays and he's in some booth. Shocker, he's probably not going to be in a booth. He's probably going to enjoy retirement because he does pretty well for himself. And you could also slide in Darren Revelle for Richard of the Week because as soon as Travis Kelce got the engagement announced out on the social media platforms, he said, just so that everyone's clear, that Taylor Swift's net worth is 8 times as much as Travis Kelce's. Thank you, Duran.
Nobody cares about that. Like, literally, like, those are the only two guys that seemingly were put off, if you will, by this engagement and have to look at other things of like, she's worth 8 times of so?
And then
great, good for him.
And then Skip Bayless also went on to cup the scrotum of Jerry Jones and say he agrees with the move of Micah Parsons to Green Bay.
I would agree with the move if Brett Veach was the general manager, if Howie Roseman was the general manager, because you know they make those picks hit. Jerry Jones is going to F those picks up.
Does Jerry Jones see the 2027 draft?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
It's a loaded
Did you
question.
See him sitting there yesterday?
Wow.
The way he was hunched over like this.
Yeah.
It looked like he had no neck.
The suit was tailored by somebody in 1945 and starched by my mother.
I mean, I've never seen somebody like that. That press conference yesterday. Good Lord.
Awkward. Do you have a Richard of the Week or you wanna take the high road and be nice?
Is it that Dove Kleinman on X?
What about Dove?
He posted something it's about the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Yeah. He posted his Travis's ex saying like who would leave this? I'm like, what? Okay. Are you kidding me? Like it's literally Taylor
so
Swift.
So Kayla Nicole is now tweeting as Dove Kleinman?
Well, she's trending because she did a fashion show and she's showing a lot. And she's a very attractive woman. And it says, like, a lot of tweets were, did Travis choose right? Did Travis fumble the bag? All over the internet. Oh, yeah.
It was bad.
But if
the internet's a stupid place.
But it's like I said earlier.
It's a cesspool.
If she needs a rebound, call me Dennis Rodman.
He did rebound a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I could be the round pound of rebound. which sounds really weird to say that out loud, but that's if she needs some help and she needs a cocktail or she needs to, you know, talk or get some stuff off her chest, I'm here, Kayla. You got a lot of demons with this breakup that you just not have let go.
I mean, it's been a long time.
I never have really believed in the people that when they do breakups, you're supposed to just delete all the pictures and all the history. Because some people, I favor that. They need out of mind, out of place. Mm-hmm. Whereas some people can leave it and you're like, oh, they used to be married. That's cool. I didn't know that. Where like she, I would assume, probably still has pictures or like memory. Delete it all, Kayla. You got to get it out.
You got to cleanse. Yeah, you really do.
Better for the mind.
It is. And, you know, the mind is such a weird thing, right? Like how our mind works and how we feed. I don't want to say feed off of the negativity, but the negativity drives you. You get 10 compliments and one negative thing that drives you and whatnot. And so that's part of the reason why I stay, you know, clear of social media and off the text line, because it's one negative thing that it really sets me into a tailspin, and I just don't do well with that. So I know who I am. Kayla Nicole, man, you got to let this stuff go.
Yeah,
you got to let it go and just move on. You'll be happier too.
Because now it's officially over. He put a
yeah,
ring,
it's kind of done.
Pretty
now.
Nice ring on.
You liked it. You put a ring on it.
Yeah, yeah. He did.
All the single ladies.
Mm-hmm. Well,
either way.
Minus one now.
Please stand up.
Yeah.
Best one went away.
Yeah, that's, you know, shoot your shot is basically the narrative of that whole relationship. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade Vodka, proud partners of the Kansas City Royals and Richard of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is zero bubbles, so you have zero troubles. Don't forget tonight at Hollywood Casino, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, the roundtable discussion with Danny Hughes, Mitchell Schwartz, and Nate Taylor. Audience Q&A. So if you got a Chiefs take, you know, you got an offensive lineman out there. You got a wide receiver out there. Hey, what do you expect about the wide receiver room while they miss Rashee Rice, Staden Hughes? Hey, Mitchell Schwartz, you played on the offensive line. What do you think about Josh Simmons so far? Great questions. Also, Nate Taylor of ESPN will be there as well, so your audience Q&As will be available, plus opportunities to take photos with the dudes as well. We dive back into what the news was of yesterday. That was all Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Happy Friday to all of you in Kansas City. Those of you traveling, please stay safe. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Kramer, Bob, Dusty with you for another 40 minutes here or so, and then it'll be Jay Binkley and JT Noah going over all things college football, all things Mizzou.
What do you think Binkley's going to be spitting takes about today?
He told me right when he walked in, he goes, "Let me tell you something, Dust, man. Mizzou found their quarterback." I was like, "Well, they always had Bo. He was there. That was your guy the whole time, Drinkwitz." Unfortunately for Mr. Horn, he was seen at the end of the game in a leg brace. And
well, he got hurt on like the first play of the game.
Yeah, dude,
he never had an opportunity. So that's like, why they got their quarterback.
Yeah, no more controversy. Mizzou, they went big last night against Central Arkansas.
Yeah.
They, set off, got it going. Throw field in the flesh.
I love the renovations that
it's
are going
cool.
on there,
yeah,
man.
Kind of
like,
cool.
I don't know. It's just geeky to kind of see it all take place and get built right in front of your eyes and all that kind of stuff. But really, it will make that stadium finally be a real SEC stadium. And I don't mean that as you've closed it all off, right?
Yeah.
You've made it a big time stadium.
And more seats.
Yeah. And suites. Obviously, it looks like it's going to be a lot of suites and high roller, high donor type stuff.
I'm excited to see what the ambiance looks like in 2 years.
Yeah, it's
like
gonna be
how
a lot
it's
going to
be,
yeah.
You know, perfectly, you know, big Mizzou. Here we go.
I also like they're going to keep the block M too.
Yeah.
They made a point of that on the broadcast last night.
What
the way everybody knows they're going to keep that
before they leave.
Yeah, right.
Which is a cool. Sounds kind of lame. Call me Missouri bias, but kind of a cool thing that your last game for senior day, you go up, get a white rock, take it with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Boom, there it is. Well, I bet Chase Daniel still has it somewhere in his house. It's noticeable.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Why wouldn't that be cool?
I don't know.
What do you say about white rocks?
I'm just saying, well, back in the 90s, you put that white rock by your mailbox and everybody knew you was a swinging.
I mean, you take one of those white rocks from Como, people are going to think you're in JoCo going, whoa, hey, come on over and bring your husband.
Now it's an upside down pineapple.
Whew.
So you walk into a house, you see an upside down pineapple, you say, honey, I think we got to leave after dinner. Or you say, honey, I think we're going to stay for the cocktails.
Are you interested?
No, I'm not.
No.
Other news, we'll get into the Royals series here in just a bit, but I want to give you some Chiefs news. Adam Schefter tweets out, Chiefs signed tight end Robert Tonyan to their active roster.
Oh, I knew yesterday because Binkley texted me.
Oh, yeah. Robert Tonyan was signed to their active roster, and running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire is signed to the practice squad for the Kansas City Chiefs. So a little bit of news. There, they bring back a familiar face in Robert Tonyan, who did have a good preseason with the Chiefs. He is on the active roster as well. But got to get into this Royals series this weekend. I'm not going to dive into any games per se, but you look at what's gone on this weekend. Kramer let us know. It was supposed to be Noah Cameron on Saturday. He's been scratched from that start. I would assume rest, fatigue, rookie.
It's got to be. It's clearly fatigue, right?
Maybe something else will come out today.
I hope not.
And regarding that, but I hope that it is just one of those things that, like, when Q speaks to the media today in the dugout, he says, yeah, you know, he's a rookie. He's never pitched this long. Never had this many starts. His first year, we're just going to kind of, like, you know, shut him down for a start, and we'll do that. It's, you know, what tends to happen in the MLB season that is so long.
Another and I'm sure he approached it differently, not thinking he was going to be a starter at the big league level this year, right?
Let alone take a run for rookie of the year. But unfortunately, there's a couple guys ahead of him that have had really good rookie years.
But we're looking at a series that, it's big. I mean, we have the opportunity to gain ground this weekend on the Tigers, right?
Correct.
The Royals seemingly have been three or four games back for about a month now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been that long. So it shows you.
They got the 2.5.
They did. They got the 2.5. But right in this wheelhouse, let's just use the argument of three, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's four, whether it's 2.5, let's just say three. I feel like it's been that way for at least a good month right now.
Okay.
And so it shows you how difficult it is to make up ground during these pennant races. I think we're all getting a pretty good taste on how difficult it is to gain ground when you're trying to pass teams. Now, they've got all the teams passed. They just need to start gaining some ground, and you're doing all the scoreboard watching, whether it be the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Mariners, whoever the case may be, you know, in front of the Royals on a random night. That's what you're watching as well. And so you have to have both things have to start happening. The problem is we only have 29 games to go, and those magic numbers are a very interesting thing because it's a combination of wins of the team ahead of you and your losses. And so when you look at the Royals' magic number, 19, 14, I think it is right now, for the division till they're eliminated. Mm-hmm. That means any combination of their wins and losses by the Tigers equaling 19, then that's how the Tigers end up clinching the division. If the Tigers sweep this series, they pick up six games in that magic number scenario, mm-hmm. and the magic number all of a sudden for Detroit is 13, right? And who knows what even that would do for the wild card race right now. So each time you win, if the Mariners win, you still lose. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to find a way to start stringing these games together, a 5-game winning streak, a 7-game winning streak, to try to get some of that separation. Because with 29 games to go, guys, there is no real room for error right now with the Royals. That's kind of the way that I'm looking at it.
And yeah, the Mariners play the Guardians this weekend.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's a huge series for implications. Because I mean, I honestly
you're talking about the Guardians being still around though.
Well, because I mean, they're only 5 games, and only two back behind the Royals right now in the wild card spot. So say the Royals drop this entire, which I hope that doesn't happen. Say they get swept this weekend, and the Guardians take 2 of 3, they jump the Royals
right.
in wild card.
Yeah,
predicament. And,
yeah.
But you need to at least chase the Mariners. I don't see the Royals chasing the division like, say, some of you guys do. I think the best chance for them is to sneak into that wild card.
Oh, I agree. I think the division is, for right now, is out of reach for
but
them.
Only
now,
8.5, I think.
Yeah, 8.5. That's still, you got 3 this weekend.
Yeah.
You could be 5.5 back. You could be 11.5 back. You'll probably end up, when it's all said and done, being right around where we are right now, 9.5 back or something like that, right? You may lose a game in the standings, or maybe you gain a game in the standings. You're 7.5 back. Who knows? Whatever it is, right?
This is my favorite time of the year.
You love it?
For baseball, yes, because you're just seeing
chaos.
Everything just work its way through.
And that, for me, is also a very frustrating time of the year. Just tell me where I need to be. You know?
Yeah.
Too much math is involved right now, and I don't do good with numbers.
I think the other thing, too, about it is that we talked about this on Monday when they lost 2 out of 3 to Detroit. You're running out of losses. Like,
yeah.
You're right. You're out of losses. Like, I would be thrilled if they won 2 out of 3 this weekend. I'd be absolutely thrilled. I'll be devastated if they win 1 of 3. You just can't have that. You have to win every series. You have to sweep the bad teams. And I know in the next coming weeks, you'll get Cleveland. You'll get Seattle. You'll get the Toronto Blue Jays.
Is Cleveland a bad team now? Are you guys done with them? I feel like I've written them off. Maybe it's premature, but I feel like I've taken a broom to them and swept them aside. Like, they got rid of Carlos Santana yesterday.
Well,
not that that's
terrible.
I know, but like, it's still... They're making moves like they you know, their closer's betting on things. Like, to me, it's just like, I feel like they're done.
I feel like they're done, but they continue to win. That's what I just don't understand. I mean, I get it. They're 3-7 in their last 10, but they've won their last 2.
Right.
So
yeah,
they're just, I mean, I think they're just like nagging. They're going to be there nagging the entire time.
Right. Cleveland 5 games out, as you mentioned earlier. They sweep Seattle. They're 2 games out of the wild card.
So is Cleveland like a cold? Basically, like, you're
just
not really 6.
Around.
It's just hanging around. You can't get rid of it. You can still kind of go about your day, but it's still there. Like,
yeah.
are the Indians a cold, basically, is what I'm getting at. Like, if you're going to use an analogy.
I mean, yeah, it's basically what Cleveland
allergies.
Is.
Yeah. Not really an impact, but it bothers you a little bit.
The other thing, too, about Seattle is they have to play this series on the road. And Seattle's much better at home because their field is massive and their pitching staff has been built around that.
Mm-hmm.
And now they go to Cleveland where the ball can fly out of the park, especially in left field, high wall, not deep wall, but it can fly out of there.
And Brian Wu's not pitching in this series, so.
Pitched what, the other?
He pitched 2 days ago
yesterday. Yeah. He was angry when he didn't get to get the
5 2/3.
Just missed that decision. But no, I mean, obviously we have the ability and we do scoreboard watch, so we'll be keeping our eyes on that. But this weekend, Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha take the strip, right? They take the strip on the mound. Those are your two veteran pitchers. They came back together. You brought them in together. Those are the guys that when you say these games matter and these games get exciting with 29 games out, this is at home. I know that Tarik Skubal is going to pitch on Sunday. There's a chance he can win Cy Young. It's going to be between him and Crochet. And I think when you look at that game, Tarik Skubal 3-9 with a 4.28 ERA against the Royals. Biggest nightmare, Kansas City Royals. Who'd have thought, right? Who'd have thought that Tarik Skubal cannot pitch against the Kansas City Royals because for some reason they're in his head, right? I don't know what it is, what it may be. But then again, you have Seth Lugo, the guy that we have said multiple times, the guy that you paid, the guy that you said, hey, when we're going to put this franchise together and try to build it for more than just a 2-year pop, we want you to be the guy that we can lean on as our veteran, our pitching staff, to be that dude. And Seth Lugo's last start, not great. The one before that, really good. The 5 previous to that, so in 7 starts, 6 have been turds. 1 has been good. I need, you need, we all need Seth Lugo to go out there and be frickin' Seth Lugo against the Tigers. Don't let Riley Green come in here and push you around. Don't let this team come in here and be like, oh, we got 8.5. They're never going to catch us. You sweep the Tigers, and you get to 5.5 out of the division, all of a sudden they start looking over their shoulder like Patrick Mahomes did when he didn't have a left tackle.
No, or Patrick Mahomes did last night when he saw Dylan Raiola giving that hand signal. Like, oh my God, is this, I mean, we got to get the restraining order intact here.
That's the other thing too.
That is guy like, gives me the ick, like it, the outmost ick is
hey,
that Raiola
kid. Be careful,
kid.
Let that kid be a kid, okay? That's what the text line says.
Why, he's dressing up like Mahomes.
It's weird. You're an adult dressing like another adult, man. But I also acting can't, like another. When he did the hand thing, I'm like, that's it. I'm out. This is creepy.
I can't stay when Mahomes does it, and I'm glad I didn't watch it.
Nobody likes it. Everybody says about that. Like, come on. Yeah, the kid is. Well, let me present these two scenarios to both of you guys, and I want an honest opinion. What if the Royals lose 2 out of 3 to the Tigers, but they win tonight and Seth Lugo looks sharp, or Seth Lugo looks terrible. I'm sorry. Seth Lugo looks terrible tonight, but they win 2 out of 3 from the Tigers, or Seth Lugo looks really good tonight and they still lose 2 out of 3 to the Detroit Tigers. Would you rather have them win these games against the Tigers or Seth Lugo look good is what I'm trying to get at.
How do we start this conversation?
I don't know.
29 games left.
Yeah.
Can't have them. I don't care if Seth Lugo goes out there tonight and gives up 8 runs in 3 innings and the Royals win 9-8.
No, I'm saying, amen. But what if they lose the game?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't care if he's bad.
So they lose today, as long but as they win the next two?
Yeah.
You're saying you lose the day, but win the next two.
But Seth Lugo is terrible. And you're knowing now, okay, we can make the playoffs, but what are we going to do when we get there?
I would probably see what Cole Reagans' arm really is like.
Yeah, you're going to have to at that point.
Because then at that point, I'm going to say, hey, Seth, what we're going to do is what we did in Noah Kamen. We're going to sit you for a couple starts. We're going to let Cole Reagans have these starts, let him get back into the groove of things, because he's not going to throw more than 80 pitches in his first starts back, because we just know that's not going to happen. But if Seth Lugo's bad and they lose tonight, but they win the other two, I'm happy. If Seth Lugo's great and they win tonight but lose the other two, I'm devastated, because I know you're running out of time. You're running. You've wasted all of your lives. You started the year, you got like a cat. You got 9 lives. You're down to 1. You're down to 1. You can have a bad season. You still have that Seattle Mariners series coming up, and you're only 3 games out, and that's the team that is ahead of you. So that's there. But again, Seattle could lose 2 out of 3 in Cleveland because they are away from home, and the Royals could win 2 out of 3 because they are home, and they have Lugo, they have Walker. Saturday is still up in the air with Noah Kamen not pitching in that game, but you have those two vets. Please just go out there and win 2 out of 3, because you have a lot of things that you could accomplish winning 2 out of 3. 1, start off with a winning homestand. 2, all these naysayers that are hoping that they lose so they can be proven right that they're not a playoff team, you would then say, well, then what? When the season got to crunch time and nut up or shut up, they took 2 out of 3 from Detroit, and one of those guys was Tarik Skubal. Now where are you going to hate at?
Who do you think the most reliable pitcher is right now for the Royals? Because for me, it's Michael Wacha.
Since the All-Star break, it's 100% been Michael Walker.
Yeah. It's Michael. Who's number 2 on that list?
Noah
right
Kamen.
Now? Noah. He's not pitching now.
I know. That's terrible.
You know what I'm saying?
He's like, taking a day off.
Well, let's pump it up. Yeah. Burgert's been
good. Yeah, good point. Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, he's got what, 4 starts with the Royals since he's been traded here?
Yes.
So small sample size. Last time out, decent.
He's got like a 2 ERA with
right. No doubt. No, he's been great. But if I had to pick, I would say that Michael Wacha, since the All-Star break, has been that guy.
Yeah.
And he's the guy which makes Sunday's game even that more of a doozy, because it's Tarik Skubal. And then you're like, hey, Wacha, go do it. Keep us in contention. We'll take care of business. We have the track record of being able to get after this guy who is just unhittable against everybody else.
I'll tell you what, Michael Wacha looks like 2013 Michael Wacha for the Cardinals right now.
He's pitching really good right now.
He was incredible for him.
It'd be nice. I mean,
I want to know, tomorrow's scary for me not having a starter, right? It really is.
It's Serpent Day. We don't know yet. We don't know yet.
You're not wrong by that. But it just, I don't like not having this late in the season going with an opener.
How do you answer your own question?
Michael Wacha is number 1 for me.
No, I'm talking about when it comes to Seth Lugo being bad and the Royals win 2 out of 3, or Seth Lugo's good and they win 1 of 3.
I'd rather have Lugo be good. I need Lugo to be good for this team to take the next step to the playoffs. If Lugo isn't good, it's hard to say they can make it to the
postseason. So he's on the edge of the leash with you right now. Like, this is
if
now,
he goes out there and doesn't pitch well tonight, hell yeah.
I mean, I would take the loss. I would take the loss, take those 2 wins, because his next scheduled start would be against the Angels next week here at the K. And I think, I mean, that's his get-right game. And so if he's bad tonight and he's great against the Angels, which means the Angels, what, have Joe Adell, that's it?
And don't they have Monday off, the Royals?
Yeah, they have Monday off, and they're fine.
The Labor Day holiday? They're not playing?
I don't think they're playing Monday.
I think they play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday against Anaheim. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I forget what that series is.
Well, I mean, I'm having a holiday off. That's strange.
Kind of tight. And being at home.
I was trying to get tickets to the game, and
for Monday, because there isn't one, right?
There isn't one.
No game Monday. So they get
okay.
They get the Twins next weekend.
Yeah. So again, winnable series.
Yeah.
Should sweep them. Twins are out. They checked out.
But to your point, it's just like you can't, you don't have many losses left. You really don't. That's why that White Sox loss hurt earlier in the week.
Yep.
Because that's a team you need to beat.
That's a team that should have had Yastrzemski be playing the entire time, but that's just me. Yaz needs to play 24/7.
I agree.
Gosh.
The hell with the analysis
well,
and the analytics.
That stuff.
I do. I think
fine.
It's stupid.
Because you said what? He's hitting 263 with seven home runs since becoming a Royal?
Six home runs, 12 RBIs, batting a 260. OPS plus is like 950 right now.
He's been playing great. Just use the eye test here, man.
I don't care if you can't hit lefties, but you know what? There's a certain time you're going to hit a lefty and it's going to go far. It's going to go into a gap or something. Get Yastrzemski in this lineup every single day.
Why don't we do this with the righties? Well, it's righty versus, you know, like, I get there's more of them.
They're platooning two guys they acquired over at the trade deadline, Grichuk and Yastrzemski. Why are we platooning these guys? Just put them out there.
Right. Because we have an analytic department that funnels numbers down that tells you this is what you need. This is baseball now. Kramer, see, you're trying to talk like Whitey Herzog baseball, right?
Whitey ball's great.
Which I agree with. I don't like this era of baseball. I think it's foolish. I think there's too much information. I think it clogs their minds. I think there is way too much stuff out there that they give these players. As I've said for years, see ball, hit ball.
Yes.
We have made the game more difficult for the players by providing them with more information.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree.
Just go out there and play.
Heck, I played ball until college, and like I still miss it. But it's like, man, just get the guy who's hot out there and play.
That's the other thing, man. Like sometimes you just got to go with the hot hand. Momentum's tough in baseball because it's your next day's starting pitcher and all of that kind of stuff. But when you got a guy in a lineup that's really good right now, like Yastrzemski is, I'm with you. He needs to be there every day. The analytics stuff is just, it's job justification. That's all that stuff is. Well, the analytics said it. Well, okay.
It must be right. Must be.
Yeah, it's, I saw that stat, and I mean, I've seen you and talked to you about this before, about how you think that he should be out there every day. I agree. I mean, but again, they've got their system. They know what their system is, and we know how that's going to work. We know they're not going to bring, we don't know this, but J.J. Piccolo, who was on Cody and Gold on Wednesday, basically said, this is the team.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, there's nothing else you can do. There's nobody. Right. I mean, trade deadline's over, roster decision. This is it. Yeah,
even with
absolutely.
Expanded rosters, I don't think we're going to see Cags come up.
They
this
could
year.
Put a claim on Santana if he's not
no.
already somewhere
no,
else.
That's a lineup clogger.
That guy had like 40 RBIs, like 115 games.
Remember, this is like last year when at this point in time of the season,
Gurriel.
The Royals got Gurriel, they got Tommy Pham, they got
also
Robbie
had
Grossman.
A big injury at
that's
that time
true.
Last
very
year.
Very true.
You know,
thank yeah.
We lose Vinny this year. I'm done. Like I've never seen somebody just like even our guy Bobby Scales was talking about it when we started the show. They had that heartbeat of that. He is. He's like, I mean, Vinny is just the unbelievable superstar on this
Vinny.
Team. Like, if you're not in Kansas City, you're probably like, oh, okay, he's a nice baseball player. But you're here, like, you get what he brings to the table. He is the catalyst. I love watching him play. So, God, no. If Carlos Santana is here, forget about it. We ain't got nothing going for us.
Because this was J.J. Piccolo on the possibility of Cags. You tell me if Cags is staying down.
You know, he wasn't getting challenged in the minor leagues. So, and it was during a time we were trying to get our traction, get going offensively. Right now, the most important thing is we put the best team on the field to try to make the playoffs. And I hope our fans and believe our fans would agree with that. So, you know, what we did in June may be different than what we do in September because we're running out of games to try to make up the ground we need to make up. So while Jack is very important to our future, you know, I would like to think that people want to come to our last two homestands in September to watch us try to win games. And that's what we're going to be trying to do. So that's the tough thing right now. Again, it may take care of itself. You know, we may figure out a way. And right now, you know, Q, I think, again, using Adam Frazier as a good example, you know, the hot hands are playing. That's who's going to be in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Adam Frazier, when we acquired him, we thought it might be 2 to 4 times a week. It's been every day because he's giving us great at-bats. He's getting his hits. Because of the versatility, it's second base, left field. So, you know, they're the things that change during the course of the season. And by no means does that mean we're disappointing Jack. We knew it was going to be a challenge for a young guy like that to jump in and really impact the game. But there will be a point that you go through the growing pains. You know, we started that process in June and July, and here we are in September. He's been out for a month. He may get a chance in September. He comes up, he swings the bat well. He may be in the lineup every day. You never know how these things go, but we're going to put the best guys out there on any given night.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
AJ's too honest.
So that was.
I love you, brother, but that was great stuff.
That was the general manager Wednesday with Cody and Gold. As I've been, waiting for September 1st. I think I'm going to have to wait until next season to see Jack Caglione.
April 26th, we open in
Minnesota.
No,
seems like we always open in Minnesota.
It's not Minnesota. Is it Minnesota? We're going to open in the Great White North in the middle of winter.
Seems like we always
I forget what I saw.
See, I get with Cags. He's tearing it up right now in Omaha. Clearly,
great,
awesome, love it. But do you actually call him up before the September?
No, I don't call him up at all.
You got three days.
Well, if he gets called up after the September 1st, he can't make, and say the Royals make the playoffs, he can't play in the postseason.
Right. Yeah, right. And I don't think he deserves to play in the postseason right
but
now.
But what if he gets called up tomorrow?
I don't judge September stats.
And then September, he just goes off.
Doesn't matter. It's September. You got a lot of rum-dums pitching. And September and March stats are about as useless as they come.
Royals open up in Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah. No, they are. They're bad stats.
They might be bad stats, but if those stats count to you winning and getting yourself into the playoffs, you want his bat there.
We saw what he can do. And how do you look at the rest of your team and say, we're keeping Adam Frazier out of the lineup, or Yastrzemski out of the lineup, or one of these guys that are producing right now for this guy? If the Royals weren't in the playoff hunt right now, I would have Jack Caglione up here batting fourth every GD day, okay. Right? You're in competition for the postseason right now. As we know in Kansas City in the past, we don't get many of these opportunities. And so you cannot hold the rest of the team and the fan base down by playing somebody who probably isn't as ready as some of these younger guy or older guys out there that have that experience. Adam Frazier's getting the job done. Yastrzemski's getting the job done. What kind of message does that send to the rest of the guys in the locker room? Because you can't say we're going for the playoffs and we're going for it and then say, oh, by the way, let's let this guy learn at the big league level in the middle of a playoff race. If you're not in the playoffs, he's absolutely in the lineup. You're chasing the postseason right now. You got to put your best nine out there every day. And quite frankly, he's not one of them.
And it sounds like the GM has made his mind up that the hot hands will play the hands that got you to this point, and it was not Caglione that got you to this point. So again, keep raking in AAA, build that confidence.
Get the confidence for next year.
But it sounds like I'm going to be very, very disappointed, and I have to just accept that, take it on the chin, and realize that Jack Caglione will be here eventually, but it'll be in 2026, probably not on September 1st.
And he never should have been here, but they had so many guys that didn't produce, they had to bring him up. And that was my biggest fear for him, is bringing him up this year when he wasn't ready, but out of need and necessity. And that's exactly what happened, and guys don't usually have success with that. So get back down there, see success, go into the offseason, feel good about yourself, and rake next year.
Royals big series starts tonight. Vern's On Deck show starts at 6 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan. First pitch 7:10, as it will be your boy Seth Lugo taking the slab for the Royals in this weekend series. Coming up on the other side, I sent you guys both a DM on Twitter of the greatest food invention I've ever seen in my life.
Holy
we'll explain
cow.
On 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for
Welcome back into the show. Final 10 minutes here. Then coming up, it's Binkley and JT. You think college football is going to get talked about on that show?
Oh, boy. Who's going to have more hot fire takes, JT or Binkley, today?
Well, JT's got his quarterback of the future. Might be better than Chase Daniel. Might be better than James Franklin. Might be better than any Mizzou quarterback of all time after last night. Okay.
No.
You don't.
I would say he's better than James Franklin. He ain't passing. Chase Daniels is still
number one in your heart for the rest of your life, all time.
Chase Daniels?
Yeah.
Well, he's singular. He's singular. He's only Daniel.
You're sounding like my fiance. I always say like Costco's and Sam's Clubs.
Sonic's.
She's like, it's one.
I do say Walmart's because that aggravates. That's the hinterlands. They say the wall, like out there in Western Canada. We call them Walmart's.
You know, Walmart's named after the Waltons.
Like, I'm going to go to McDonald's. She goes, it's McDonald. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, it's not. She doesn't do that to you, does she?
Yeah.
No. McDonald's is...
Stand plural, right?
Yes.
Stand your ground, JT. It's McDonald's.
You're not going to Burger King's.
It's not Chick-fil-A's.
It's not Chick-fil-A. Dairy Queen's.
No.
I'd say, is it Culver's or Culver's?
Because
Culver's.
There's multiple people in these families. Like, when the McDonald brothers got the... company stolen from Ray Kroc.
Yeah, have her go watch Founder.
Only if we could see the text line right now.
If only. It got banned. I don't know what happened. I'm literally not being a smartass.
Culver's.
I literally have no availability.
It's probably because I'm here. If we're being honest, with things that have happened recently.
It happened yesterday.
Okay,
it happened yesterday. We didn't have it. I like to interact with it. I like to be with you guys during the show. We just don't have it. We're working on it. But I see you guys at DM. Of course, Binkley had seen this 5 months ago, but somehow, Unnecessary Roughness tweeted out 49 minutes ago, the Air Force school, right? The school Air Force. They have a new food item. It is the B2 Bomber Nachos.
They look great, right?
The chips are in the shape of B2 Bombers.
How cool are they?
The box is a B2 Bomber.
Yep.
And it's
going to B2 bomb your gut with those jalapenos.
But hey, man, what a brilliant idea for those tortilla chips. They're little B2 bombers.
Question, how many of those are you actually going to get intact?
Well, at that point, it probably doesn't matter.
You're at least getting 15. I would say at least 15 you're getting intact.
And there's what, 25 in that box?
No, there's probably about maybe 40.
Because you can see Betty just grabbing a handful of chips and smacking them in there, and she's crunching them and all that kind of stuff.
They're trying to go to the next person. They're not worried about you.
It's all one nacho. It's funny because Brett McMurphy tweeted out 22 minutes ago, if you go to his Twitter handle, they have a all sorts of like college footballs doing this. So it's like Levy restaurants at College Stadium this year, UCLA nachos served in a Rose Bowl car, Cal potato skins with a Cal branded pork belly.
Cal potato skins.
Yeah. Cal, I don't know. And then the Air Force has the B2 bomber nacho box. And then the Wisconsin Badger bacon bar dipped in milk chocolate.
Mm. Wait. Wisconsin Badger bacon bar dipped in milk chocolate.
Yeah. Here, I'll send it to you on Twitter. So you can open it up.
Is it just like a chocolate bar or piece of bacon dipped in chocolate?
Sure,
that is
like
wonderful.
Check your DMs, fellas, because I'm sending it to you. You should have them. Kramer, you should have it now. So again, yeah, Brett McMurphy.
Oh yeah, just stick a bacon dumped in chocolate on a stick, drizzled with white chocolate.
So I'm out.
Yeah,
That ain't happening for me. But yeah, the Rose Bowl car. I mean, that's just awesome, dude. A nacho Rose Bowl car.
It's like a 1960s, Chevy convertible type thing,
green or like a teal blue color with like the old school look. And then yeah, Wisconsin bacon badger bar. Badger milk.
To serve at Wisconsin, though, like just chocolate dip bacon.
Try to steer left of the cheese, you know?
But you can milk badgers?
Well, you can milk anything with nipples, Greg.
Yeah. Right, Greg.
Nice.
But no, so it is the weekend, Happy holiday badgers. Weekend. We always do this ahead, right? We do this at the end of the show every time. Two things you plan on accomplishing this weekend, Kramer. Bob, two things you want to accomplish this weekend?
Well, I think number one is enjoy tomorrow with everybody watching the big game, the Ohio State versus opponent insert here team tomorrow at 11 a.m. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And then quite honestly, once that game is over, I got nothing else going on for the weekend. And I think my wife needs a weekend where she has nothing going on just to kind of rest. But also, we got Anselmo's 80th birthday party today, the big surprise party for Jerry. Don't tell him about it. He doesn't know, even though he planned the whole thing. So we got to go to that tonight and celebrate Jerry. And I don't know if I'm supposed to bring a gift or something like that. I was thinking about like 80 pair of Depends.
No, you know what you bring? You get a strawberry pie.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Not that expensive.
Yeah, that's true. Good
He'll
strawberry pie. I was going to get him some tapioca pudding and some Depends. And then, you know, we're going to invite all his
Step
friends. But, you know, all the friends at the home, they can't get out after 5 o'clock. John Knox Village bus stops running at 5 p.m., so most of Anselmo's friends won't be rolling out to the event tonight. So, no, but we should have a good time. Happy 80th birthday for like the 18th time this month, Jerry.
That's awesome.
Hello, America.
Yeah. Kramer, what do you got planned this weekend?
Nah, I'm going to the Royals game tonight with my buddy Brad, and actually going to go sit in the brew in view.
Yeah,
we
get a 22-ounce.
Never sat there before in my life, so I cannot wait to...
Left field side?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
That and my weekend show's back.
Nice.
On the sister station.
Saturday's the Kramer?
Yep, on the sister station at 1660 The Bet. I'll be on there live tomorrow morning at 9.
9 a.m., what are you going to be talking about tomorrow?
Baseball.
All baseball, 9 o'clock hour. And 9 o'clock hour, all baseball, 10 o'clock hour, all football.
Oh, nice. Okay. You going to get betting advice?
Oh, all the time.
Good.
So, yeah, you got the Royals tonight. Seth Lugo, you taking over under 4.5 strikeouts?
We're taking the over.
4.5 seems small in this day and age in baseball.
There's still a lot of guys who strike out a lot, like Cole Keith, Spencer Torkelson. Riley Green does strike out quite a bit.
But he kills the Royals.
And he can strike out once.
Yep. I have.
You only need 5.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have. He's got to get to 5 innings first.
That is true.
I think he gets to 5 innings.
Yeah. I have tonight at a parlay with the Royals, I have Riley Green over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. I have Bobby Witt, 2.5 hits, run, RBI. And I have Seth Lugo over 4.5 strikeouts. 3-legger.
What's that payout?
575. Plus 575.
Nice.
So I bet 10, so I get $47 if I win.
It's not bad.
No. Good
safe.
Juice.
It's safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Safe bet, yeah.
Yeah. Now, this weekend should be fun. Saturday, I get to wreck up the Fesco household. Mm-hmm. Now, what time should I get there? Okay, I'm just kidding.
like, not one person has asked anything about what time to be there except for Binkley.
Yeah. And then Monday, I get to play golf at 7:45 for the first time in about a year and a half.
Fantastic.
7:45 a.m. Can't wait. Hey, everybody, go out there, do something nice for somebody this weekend, today, tomorrow, Monday. Who cares? Go do something nice. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. But coming up, Binkley and JT will give you the news from 10 to 2 here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.